I really appreciate you being on short notice. So, but yeah, I was actually thinking about, like, hey, who have I talked to that I need to go back and talk to again? I was like, hey, I talked to Ben in November, and he said he would have news in December. And now, of course, it's like, you know, like everyone, like June, and we're like, as usual, we're like too busy to slow down and catch up and see how things are going. So, yeah, so just if you can just tell the listeners what news you had in December. What was the great news, and what's been transpiring since then?
Golly, yeah. So in December is when, this sounds ridiculous for me to say now as something that happened in the distant past, but that's when the Slack platform launched officially, and we released our open source toolkit for building bots called BotKit on that same day on December 16th. Way back when it seemed like we and maybe two or three other companies were the only people who thought that building bots was going to be something that was interesting to the world of technology. And a couple days after that happened, like in early January, The Verge and Fast Company the same day published essays that declared that 2016 would be the year of bots, the year that bots began to kill the App Store and become the dominant paradigm of all software in the future, which seemed ridiculous at the time. And that was just the beginning of it, really. And the weeks after that, in February, Facebook opened their platform with 900 million users available to have apps built into Facebook Messenger. Twilio launched new stuff. Microsoft launched a bot building platform a couple days before Facebook did. In the time since we launched and like since we last talked, probably near to 50 bot companies have launched.
Oh, wow.
And rushed into the market that, you know, like I said, like that we once thought was basically ours.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like you thought, like, oh, there's no one else who would want to make bots, probably, right? And you're in this space.
And we could own. Yeah, we were looking at originally at like the huge, wide open spectrum of things that we could do that would be useful and valuable to bot developers. And now, you know, there are five competitive bot analytics tools and five, you know, half a dozen hosting providers and half a dozen, you know, code-free development tools and things like that. So it's really been a very explosive growth of options and technology and, you know, apps that are launching, although far more tools than apps still, like, you know, like tools for building apps rather than apps.
And then there's the tools, but it's also the platforms are like Slack. And then I just want to make sure, just clarify, just like, so a bot would also reside on Amazon Echo, or is that a place for that, or other devices?
You know, that's certainly some kinds of bots are going to live on like voice powered platforms. I think nobody quite knows what the use cases would be, and it's certainly a similar but not exactly the same process. You know, the dialogue has evolved around this stuff dramatically over the last couple of months, and I mean it's continuing to evolve. For example, for a couple of months everybody just told me that like AI was going to be the key thing to get right. We're going to need to like get a lot of more advances in AI, make AI simpler to use. And like, that was the sort of magic thing that was happening. And now, a couple months in, everybody's like, we were wrong about that. Like AI is sort of like a cool thing, but like it's not that important to the success of an app right now.
Right.
And it's actually still not available at the scale of like an app developer. So it's probably actually about clever scripting and like dialogue building.
Right, yeah, and I felt like, I read and heard those stories too, especially on, was it like NPR, about like AI is really going to take over. And I was just like, I'm not sure they were like rushing into the future of sci-fi and then looking backwards. And I was just like, no, like you don't need that level of sophistication. You just need a great UI. And that's another thing I want to ask you about is just I've seen the death of web design articles now because it's all about conversational UI, conversational UX. Is that a thing that you've been hearing about? Is that should I be afraid as a web designer?
You know, I think a little bit. You know, I the way I see it is like it's essentially a next logical step beyond responsive design, where, you know, if responsive design was telling us like we have to plan for every device and many different contexts, and like the context in which our content or services are being consumed is now an important influence on the design. Well, certainly the fact that 900 million people view the internet through Facebook Messenger is a similar type of signal. And what does that mean? It means that, like, yeah, you know, you build a channel for your same content and services, or, you know, through Facebook Messenger, which I don't necessarily think it takes away from the importance of having a accessible website, but in some cases it might. It absolutely might like replace the website for some kinds of things, you know, and for some audiences. And I mean, I think that's the thing that you know, one of the things that has come out in the conversation of the community recently is like, we're not building this for ourselves necessarily. Like, we're building it for the next generation of, or, you know, the like people coming up and who don't come from a background of like, my email inbox and like browser, my collection of curated bookmarks and RSS feeds.
Right.
Mm-mm. They're just used to like, oh, I want to, you know, is that restaurant open? Let me ask.
Right. Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see where like you would ask the phone number of a restaurant if it's open right now.
Right. So. Are you open? What's the special? Can I place an order?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. You know, simple shopping or simple searching.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of stuff that's just like on a currently like website template stuff is probably going to just live in like bot templates in a Facebook or whatever. But that doesn't mean like, it absolutely doesn't mean like the dearth of, you know, design.
No.
Or like the death of design, it, in fact, it just takes away a lot of the tools that you have, and you still have to design a really good experience. And now you have like only a few buttons, or no buttons at all in some cases. Although basically now everybody has buttons.
Right. Yeah, I noticed. I don't get too far. I'm gonna get back to a second. But yeah, just released. There's buttons now in the development kit. So you don't go too crazy by having a full-fledged web design, but it's just mostly like if else which options you want to pick from. So it's really simple, quick narrow down, you know, the input from a user. Okay, mm-hmm. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, I mean the Slack's launch today of their message buttons allows you to add up to 5 buttons into a message, and then. In addition to that, you can like upon clicking the button, you know, swap out those buttons for other buttons. So you can actually have like fairly sophisticated little micro applications that live all inside one single message, which I find fabulous. You know, like the scenarios that kind of immediately come to mind for me are things like, let's say, let's say you like mention an address in the channel, and a bot can say like, oh, hey, did you want me to add a map to that? And you click yes. And then like it swaps it out and the map is there. And there's like no evidence that the app was ever even there. Right. Like it like sort of interjected itself when it needed to, took your command and then just got out of the way. Right. Like I can imagine all sorts of scenarios like that where it's like, you know, some process is going to like step through a couple things and then it's just going to leave the result there. And, you know, the work is done and it happened in the context of the conversation.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's a really powerful and an exciting thing. And it shortcuts, you know, it takes a lot of the wind out of the sails of like, why did we need, you know, more sophisticated AI? Well, it was because, you know, a bot could ask a question and the user could say anything.
Yeah.
Well, now if you can just present them with like up to five options of what to say,
right,
like hopefully your application is not more complicated than that, you know, it is after all, like a micro app that lives in chat.
Yeah, I like the idea of micro apps. Pretty nice. But yeah. But I was thinking, like, even for conversational UIs, it feels like not websites, but like companies or organizations that have a website or whatnot, and they're trying to see if they would fit into a bot scenario, they would actually have to, like, it's more of a content strategy and focus, right? Just so it's like, well, what content would people want of ours to deal with, you know? And so I think a lot of companies were like, well, we don't really need it, maybe. But some companies will, like restaurants and, you know, providers. Like that. So they just want, like, if they want to sign up real fast for a service on the spot, you know, impromptu. And I really like the idea of ordering a restaurant, just through, like, texting the restaurant's, you know, phone number and just, like, having it delivered to me right away. That'd be totally awesome. And so there's a joke in there about talking to texting a restaurant's phone number and getting the PDF of the menu sent back to you. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah.
Or a whole service that translates your PDF menu into a bot menu.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's just waiting to happen.
Oh man, yeah. That'd be pretty awesome.
And I mean, this is honestly one of the kind of cool things about the bot phenomenon is that, like, basically any idea that exists out there for, like, web or apps could be a bot.
Yeah.
And, like, there's certainly, like, millions and millions of dollars being spent on, like, crappy PDF to website, like, restaurant website generators or whatever, right? And it's like, there's this whole, either those people expand into the bot thing or, like, somebody else comes along and does it. There's custom restaurant bots to be built. There's restaurant bot platforms to be built. There's restaurant bot platform building tools to be built, you know?
Cool. Yeah. I think that, yeah, it seems like it's just a wild frontier for doing a whole bunch of cool stuff. So it feels like the web design was back in the early 90s, it sounds like. So
it absolutely is. And you know, I was just at an event in the Bay Area a couple days ago where, like, sort of the early leaders of the bot world have come together to, like, discuss things. And I was there for the web one. And this feels like the same kind of thing, absolutely. And also interesting to note is that a lot of the people are the same people.
Oh, really?
You know, like, even if you take Stuart Butterfield from Slack, like, he was around for Web 1.0, you know, the fight for web standards. Mm. He was around for Web 2.0, like, web apps come, at, you know, to fruition. Like, he has fought through these, you know, and so was I, so was Chris Messina. Like, these are people who, like, played. And as I looked around the room in the Bay Area, I was like, wow, like, these are people in their, like, 30s, 40s, and 50s who are, like, involved in bots right now. It's not a whole lot of, like, kids, brand new, you know, not your church sort of stereotypical startup scene. Right. So I just thought that was interesting and, like, possibly a symptom of, like, the compressed timeline where it's like it went from, hey, like, I know something about bots, like, perhaps this is a thing, to, like, are we already past the peak bot hype, you know, in, like, 6 months? So the people who have any grasp on it are the people who had some, like, you know, precedent before.
Right. Well, those articles are already written with a new technology, just to let you know, like, like, it hasn't been 6 months since XYZ technology was written. Okay, we have to make sure we write the it's past our prime article now and publish that. So, but yeah, that's my theory anyway. But cool. And then last we talked, you guys were planning a conference.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, what's the stats on that?
So it is live. TalkaBot. Is our conference.
Is that TacoBot? Like tacos?
Nope. Talk about.
Okay.
Like, talk about.
Okay.
But without a U.
Okay.
TacoBot. September 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Cool.
It's going to be 2 days of like main conference and a day of like get your hands dirty technical workshops.
Okay.
And it's here in Austin. and it's going to be really, really fabulous. We've got our first batch of speakers that we announced. Like, I'm so excited about it. It's ridiculous. But the founders of ActiveBuddy are going to come and give a talk. These are the guys. These are the only people who have ever had like a commercially successful chatbot, and it was 15 years ago. And they like built bots for Radiohead and things like that. So they've got crazy stories about what they did, how they built it, and their success and failure. Okay. We also have people who are actively engaged in a day-to-day process of building bots. One group is like these two young people who are building like a journalism experience or like a sort of media experience where their bot will text you politics news every day, and you can kind of converse about politics with their bot, which is called Purple. Super cool. So they're going to sort of do like a technical and like process talk. And then we also have people from a company called Pullstring who like built the Hello Barbie, which is, you know, has like thousands of things that it can say, and it has like an AI system behind it, but it's all manifested in like a toy Wi-Fi Barbie. And so this similar, they're going to have like an engineer come out and also a writer come out and talk about how they work together to create like this AI toy. So super cool stuff like that. We're selling tickets right now at a discount, and also collecting submissions from the community. So if there are people out there who want to come and give a talk, or participate in a workshop, or even do something like demo their bot on stage, like as like a sort of open mic thing, like we really want everybody to come, you know, people from the AI community, people from the robot community, all that stuff. Like, we're trying to get everybody who's interested in one place together so that we can like make, some decisions as a group and sort of create shared resources and assets and things like that.
All right. That sounds awesome. So like, it sounds like you're having a wide pool. You've opened the nets pretty wide for people to speak. When's the submission deadline for people to speak?
I believe the submission deadline is July 30th.
All right. So it's soon, but not too,
yes,
too soon, but it's not too far away. Yeah. Yeah. So better not put it off any longer than we have. Cool. And discount tickets are until they sell out, or till some date, like early bird or something?
I believe it's also to the end of July.
Okay, end of July. Okay, cool. Well, cool, man. Well, I'm thinking about going. So
I hope so.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Well, I want to see where the next wave of web design is going. So that's great.
It's gonna be great. And we also have a killer opening party venue. So for no other reason.
No other reason is necessary than that. As a conference organizer, I know how important that is. You have to make sure it's really good. Cool. All right, awesome. Any other news? I think anyone listening, who's any excuse to come to Austin, I think this is a good excuse other than anything else. So,
it's also going to be 2 days before the ACL festival. So, like, if you really want to like splurge, what you do is you come down for a workshop and then 2 days of conference. Then you take 2 days to recover, and then you spend the weekend rocking out to
Radiohead,
LCD sound system, and Radiohead. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Well, you really sold it there. I think that was a great job. It's like Radiohead's your closer, is what we're saying. Okay. Cool. Man, that's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for spending time.
My pleasure.
For giving us an update, and best of luck. I'll see you in September.
Anytime.
Cool.
All right.
Awesome.
Bye. Thanks.